I'm Rajiv. I came back to India after staying in the United States for 14 years, and I work on the H-1 visa therein for about 6 years. And I came back 2 years ago. Presently in India, I run an organization by the name of National Organization for Software and Technology Professionals. We work with the URL for the organization is www.nostops.org, and we work for the technology workers of Indian origin in the United States, those who are on the H-1 visa. I was on the H-1B visa. There were discrepancies in my paycheck. The dollar amount wouldn't match up. I wouldn't make contributions towards medical insurance for me and my family. And when my daughter was hospitalized, I didn't have medical insurance, is what I was told by the insurance company. And the payslip reflected deductions for the last 8 months towards medical benefits, medical insurance for me and my family. I came to the United States initially as an international student on the F-1 visa. As an international student on the F-1 visa. And while I was on the student visa, I looked for some companies who could sponsor me for an H-1 visa while I was in my optical training, OPT. During that process, I got one company which could sponsor my H-1 visa. I personally went through some issues wherein at 9/11, I was racially profiled while I was there on the H-1 visa, and my company just threw their hands up, and they had nothing to do with it. This resulted in me and my wife falling severely sick, and my wife and my daughter returned back to India. All charges against me were dropped. And then we came back here for about 16 months and didn't go back to the United States. I would like to come back to the United States, but not in the current H-1B visa program. I would definitely like to come back, arrive back into the United States on a renewed in a place wherein the new reforms have been in effect, wherein I could feel respected and have some dignity of labor, if I may say that, and begin my life once again. We have a database of about 22,000 visa sponsoring companies. And on our website of our organization, members can apply to these companies direct, which means it's an open source database of visa sponsors. Those who are on the H-1B visas in the United States are apprehensive to speak up against the abuse that they're going through. Is probably because they have a lot to lose at stake, in the sense that they already have been living in the United States. And I would like to emphasize, after 9/11, there was abuse from American colleagues, technology workers, who would say and who would go come up and say, yeah, H-1B workers are taking our jobs, are lowering wages. So H-1B workers are kind of subdued in their attempts towards making their opinions known out in the public. For a fear of getting another backlash coming in from local citizens. The dependency on a sponsoring employer, a visa sponsoring employer, there is a lot of dependency of a technology worker from overseas who gets into the United States. If this dependency on an employer can be minimized, a method can be devised where some standards can be established where if I come back to the United States as a technology worker, I won't be as dominated, or I'd be as pressurized by my visa sponsor. That could make life a little easier for those on H-1B. I came to the United States when I was 21, and I I came there as a student. I learned to work, spend, and live my life in the United States as being one of those American citizens. I have more American citizens as friends than I have people from my own country. However, U.S. respects individuality. There is a dignity of labor. There's a freedom of choice. And I think I miss that, and that's the only thing I can give my daughter, something to look forward to for her future. And I would rather go back to a place where I feel it's my home, because that's where my heart belongs. Education in India has been, it's been part of our culture. So I guess in modern times today, there are more educational institutions in India than we would have. Hotels, if you may, restaurants or temples. Even though India being very spiritual, we would have more educational institutions than temples, for instance. Needlessly, India would, in a global marketplace, it would throw in more of its products, and which is graduates out of engineering colleges and other fields. So I guess probably these are the ones who would go out and be in the service industry, because that's the strongest inventory, which is human capital. And I guess that's probably what the India as a nation has been good at, and that's why it's been, I guess, continuing to be good at that.